In May, South Sudan received over 645,000 doses of the R21 malaria vaccine, which were distributed to 28 counties with the highest malaria cases. Vice President Hussein Abdul Baghi says there are plans to expand the launch of the vaccination program on Tuesday to reduce the malaria risk nationwide.
I call upon Honorable Minister of Health to provide strong supervision over the vaccination exercise. Vaccine storage and administration are quite sensitive. Storing vaccines require specialized facilities, while the administration must handle it by the well-trained and experienced medical personnel. This is to ensure safety of the vaccination process and validity of the vaccine itself. I hereby direct Honorable Minister of Health to closely supervise this exercise. On equal note, I hereby direct state government, counties, authorities, community leaders, faith-based organizations, civil society organizations, and the media to support the vaccination campaign through mass mobilization.
South Sudan Minister of Health Yolanda Awel Deng says malaria remains the leading killing disease in South Sudan.
Each year, we face 2.8 million cases and 6,680 deaths, translating to 7,630 cases and 18 deaths daily. We are losing 18 individuals daily, and most of those people are dying. The 18 individuals dying are the vulnerable group, the mother, the children, and elderly. We are trying to target one puzzle, and that is introducing the vaccination for children who are very vulnerable, 5 months to 18 months. These figures underscore the profound impact of malaria on our communities, particularly among pregnant women and children under 5.
Lavina Meriba is a 28-year-old Juba resident who brought her 5-month-old baby for vaccination. She says her baby has already suffered from malaria.
I'm happy to get a malaria vaccine for the first time in South Sudan. It's very important for us so that it will protect our children. Secondly, since was born, like 1 month, having malaria, even date 8 of this month, my baby have malaria, the same date 13, the same malaria. Even now I'm happy my baby received vaccine for malaria.
The UN's children agency, UNICEF, says the joint efforts of the Ministry of Health, the Vaccine Alliance, UNICEF, WHO and other health partners demonstrate the shared commitment of adding life-saving vaccines into the national immunization program. UNICEF says in 2022, South Sudan had an estimated 2.8 million cases and 6,680 deaths. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Juba.